Let me ask you a question. Are you tired of constantly receiving annoying and unwanted email spam? You're not alone. In today's episode, we're going to explore 10 creative ways to deal with email spam. So grab your notepad and get ready to take some actionable steps to reclaim your inbox. I don't know about you folks, but I am sick and tired of all this spam.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Technology Tuesday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. This is our 100th episode of the year, and I truly hope that you continue to join us daily as I seek to provide you with information that will benefit you not only financially, but in your entire life. All right, let's get started. Email spam can be a real headache, cluttering up our inboxes and wasting our time, but fear not, my friends, because there are ways to combat this digital nuisance. It's a rainy and cool morning here on the farm as I record this today, but my faith tells me that even during the storm, Christ is with us. So I pray that you will see him today in your life and share that hope with others. Don't forget to subscribe to our show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show when we do our Wacky Wednesday episode. We're going to talk about unusual business traditions. That's one you don't want to miss, folks. Now, today, I wanted to start with a relevant Bible verse. I had to dig a little deep on this one, but it comes from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. And it says this, "But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to what is good. Avoid every kind of evil." This verse encourages us to be cautious and discerning, which is crucial when dealing with emails, especially those from unknown senders or suspicious content. So I hope that is relevant to you today. So let's jump right in with our creative way to deal with email spam. I'm going to give you 10 tips that I hope will help you deal with this email spam. Step one is create a separate email address. One effective strategy is to create a separate email address specifically for your online activities. This way you can keep your personal and business emails separate. And if your secondary email address starts receiving spam, you can simply abandon it and create a new one. It's like hitting the reset button on your inbox. I have many clients that do that, and they found it to be really effective. Let's look at step number two. Be cautious with online forms. Hey, we all deal with these. You got to be mindful of where you enter your email address online. Many websites and forms require you to provide your email. Not all of them have the best security measures in place. So before you hand over your precious email address, make sure you trust the website and check their privacy policy. If you don't like what they have to say, then don't give them your email address or give them one that's just for that site. Here's step number three, unsubscribe wisely. We've all seen those unsubscribe links at the bottom of promotional emails, but here's the thing. Not all of them are created equal. I did a program about this a few weeks ago. Some spammers use the unsubscribe link as a way to confirm that your email address is active and valid. A sneaky backdoor way to find out whether you've got a valid email address. So when you're unsubscribing, be cautious and only use the unsubscribe option for reputable and trusted sources. Sometimes it's better to just delete the email altogether. Let's look at step number four, and that's utilize email filters. Truth is, folks, most email providers offer filtering options that allow you to automatically sort incoming messages. Take advantage of these filters to send known spam directly to your spam folder. This way, you won't even have to see those pesky messages cluttering up your inbox. I will add one caveat to this. You might want to look at your spam box if you're expecting an email from somebody and you haven't received it yet. Sometimes they end up in the spam filter, even though they're not spam. Let's move on to step number five. And that goes along with what we just said, and that's use a spam blocker. Consider using a spam blocker or a third-party email service that specializes in spam prevention. These services use advanced algorithms to analyze incoming emails and filter out the spam before it even reaches your inbox. It's like having a personal bouncer for your email. And boy, don't we need that on some days. Let's look at step number six, and that's don't click on suspicious links. Wow, this may seem obvious, but it's worth mentioning. Never click on suspicious links in emails, especially if they come from unknown senders or look too good to be true. Clicking on these links can lead to malware infections or phishing attempts, and that will compromise your online security. That is a big no-no, friends. Let's look at step number 7, and that's report spam. Now, I know before I get started, you might say, Ralph, why do we bother? Here's why you want to bother. Many email providers have a feature that allows you to report spam. By reporting spam emails, you're helping to improve the spam detection algorithms and protect other users from falling victim to the same spam messages. So here's my tip. Be a good digital citizen and report those spammy offenders. If we all did that, then maybe we can eliminate spam altogether. Let's look at step number 8, and that is use disposable email addresses. Disposable email addresses are temporary email addresses that you can use when signing up for online services or subscriptions. These addresses forward emails to your main inbox, so it's not a big challenge, but if you start receiving spam on a disposable address, you can simply delete it without affecting your primary email. Truth is, I've had many clients who set these up as what they call aliases for each place where they interact so they can see where their spam is coming from and eliminate that spam altogether. So this is really a good one. Let's move on to step number 9, and that is regularly update your email security settings. This is something you need to look at, folks. These software companies are always adding new features, so make sure to regularly review and update your email security settings. Keep an eye out for any new features or options that your email provider may offer to enhance your security. Staying up to date with the latest security measures can go a long way in protecting your inbox from spam. Those security updates a lot of times will find problems before they pop into your email box altogether. Let's move on to the last step, and that's step number 10. And that's why you're listening today, and that's educate yourself and others. Lastly, take the time to educate yourself and others about email spam and online security. Share what you've learned with your friends, family, and colleagues. By spreading awareness and knowledge, we can all become more vigilant and protect ourselves from falling prey to email spam. About a week ago, I did a show on robocalls. This is another time where you might want to reach out to your elderly relatives or friends who are a little bit older and help them put together a good plan for handling their spam. Now, before I wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. That's at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. And listen, while I'm here, I want to tell you, we are now releasing this show on 2 video sources. That's YouTube and Rumble. So if you'd rather watch than listen, you can go to YouTube or Rumble and find our channel. Now, while you're on our website, make sure you join our email list so that you can be a member of our group and we'll send you information when it's needed. While you're on our website, you can also schedule a consultation with me if you want to discuss specific financial circumstances. Now, listen, folks, this is what I ask you to do. If you know someone who's dealing with email spam and need 10 action items to resolve it, do me a favor and share this episode with them. If they put these things into place, I really feel like it would truly help them on this battle against spam. So there you have it. 10 creative ways to deal with email spam. I hope you found these tips helpful, and they will bring you some peace of mind when it comes to managing your inbox. If you're like me, emails become so cluttered with spam, it makes it difficult to even navigate. Remember this, staying financially savvy involves not only managing your money, also managing your digital life. If you want to revisit any of the steps we discussed today, be sure to visit our podcast page, and I said that's at AskRalphPodcast.com, where I'll have a full transcript of this entire episode. So I want to remind you, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you to stay vigilant and take control of your online presence. Protecting yourself from email spam is just one aspect of maintaining good digital hygiene. And we've all got to maintain good digital hygiene. Always be cautious and skeptical when it comes to online communications as we navigate this digital world. Let's not forget to lean on our faith and seek God's guidance in all aspects of our lives, including our finances. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I hope you found value in our discussion on creative ways to deal with email spam. Like I said, if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please reach out to us through our website or social media channels. Remember, we're here to support you on your journey to financial well-being. Before we sign off, I want to leave you with a final thought. May God bless you abundantly and grant you wisdom in all of your financial endeavors. Until next time, folks, stay financially savvy and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.